Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
This is the Ray Lucia Show.
Coming to the bat for the answers here.
The one show that helps you make better money moves. The program all about your money, your business, and your life.
You guys talk about a lot of really good information that even I can understand.
Call Ray now at 844-RAY-SHOW. 844-RAY-SHOW. This is the Ray Lucia Show.
Thank you. Thank you very much, and welcome to the Ray Program. 844-RAY-SHOW is the number if you want to talk about your money, your business, and or your life. Give me a buzz, 844-729-7469. Emails, which we will get to a little bit later on in the really big shoe here, RayLucia.com, RayLucia.com. Got a bunch coming in. Business Spotlight coming up. Lynn Rowe joining us a little bit later on in the program. It's going to be a great hour of money power as I talk a little bit of economics today. The weak inflation slows down Fed's plans. May get a chance to visit with that. Malden Economics. Oh, I've been reading this guy for 15, 20 years now. And he's very brilliant. No doubt about it. Very, very, very smart man, Mr. Malden. I don't agree with him all the time, but it's interesting reading. And he's talking about there's 22 reasons we're getting that much closer to a recession. And I always ask the question, okay, so what are you going to do about it? You can predict, there have been people predicting recessions for the last, 15, 20 years in a row. Every once in a while, they're right. So what are you going to do about it? I always have said, got a plan B? Do you have a plan B? What the plan B says things don't work out the way they're supposed to. Murphy takes over. So what's your plan B? We have a recession. Okay, so what? That's my plan B. So what? I've already anticipated a recession. And if I'm right, plan B goes into effect. If I'm wrong, plan A with a, parentheses B right behind it is still working. Anyway, I'll talk about that. GDP, 2.6% last quarter. Wow, not bad. They said it couldn't be done. We'll see if Trump can hang on to this almost 3% gross domestic product. He's got to get there, by the way. If he wants to get reelected, he's going to have to figure out health care one way or t'other. He's going to have to get a bold tax cut plan going one way or t'other. And he's got to get 3% GDP growth. He promised it to the American people. So we will just have to see. But I start today with some very disturbing news. The MIRA, my IRA, is dead. Oh, my gosh, it's dead. Now, you might recall, I said it was stupid when Obama pushed it back in, 2014. They developed this My IRA for all of those people that don't have a retirement plan at work and so forth. And I never understood why we needed another IRA, this one inferior to just about anything you could ever imagine. So we will start there. I'll tell you all about the demise of the MIRA. Sit back, folks. Relax. It's the Ray Program. This just goes to show you, seriously. You want the government to take over the entire healthcare systems? system. You want to jump on that bandwagon and have the government decide what's best for you and your health care? They sort of tried to decide that this was really good for those people that didn't have a retirement plan. Well, I think it was CBS that reported on this, or USA Today, one of them. The Treasury Department announced that it will begin to wind down the MIRA retirement savings program after what it calls a thorough review by Treasury that found it not to be cost effective. Well, thank goodness they came up with that 3 years too late. And why we spent the money to come up with a plan that we didn't need in the first place is beyond me. I mean, how many IRAs are there already? You got traditional IRAs. You got non-deductible IRAs. You got Roth IRAs, simple IRAs, SEP IRAs. That's not enough? You had to have the My IRA too? I mean, it's not as if all of these people didn't have access to an IRA. Everybody has access to an IRA. So why do we need to spend the money on this particular MIRA? How much did you and I spend? Because the taxpayers funded this. $70 million to manage the program since 2014. Let's see, 2014, 2015, 2016, about three and a half years. $70 million? Are you kidding me? It's $20 million a year to manage a program we didn't need? Oh, there must have been millions and millions and millions of people that signed up for this, because there's 55 million people that it was designed to take care of who didn't have access to an employer-sponsored plan. Obama would say, there's 55 million people, we've got to help them. Well, wait a minute, Barack, we've got to hire, can't we just, you know, run some ads on TV? It says, hey, folks, knock on your head. You got an IRA out there. It's really simple. You can set it up for like 10 bucks at a mutual fund company. Instead, we create a government program called the My IRA. I got to get my wife to somehow get that domain name. My, because I am her Ray, right? IRA. Anyway, doesn't matter. 20,000 people, that's it, signed up for the MIRA by the end of 2016. 20,000 people. $70 million, $3,500 a head. Why didn't you just write them all a check for $3,500? It would have been money better spent. It could have helped grow the economy, because they probably wouldn't have put it in their retirement accounts. I get that. They would have blown it and spent it on other stuff. But at least we would have more economic growth. This is ludicrous. This is how the government works. They think they have the solution to everything. And now, of course, you know, Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren, they're all saying we want a single payer system because this health care thing, you know, failed. Well, it wasn't the Republican health care plan that failed, to be honest with you. It was Obamacare that failed. And this is the government once again getting involved in the health business. And yeah, that's exactly what's happened. It is on life support. And I guess the Republicans are going to try to make another run at it. Whether or not they can get the votes, I don't know. I wasn't particularly thrilled, by the way, with this fraudulent way to sort of skate the system. But they don't have the votes. They do not have the vote. Mitch McConnell's got to figure out a way to get to 51 somehow. But I don't think that this new plan, I mean, maybe McCain actually and the other two women that voted the doggone thing down, maybe they did the Republicans a favor. I don't know. All I know is Obamacare, the government getting involved in anything, whether it's your health care or your retirement care, can never be better. It's pretty embarrassing. I don't want to say never, because there are government programs that do work, by the way. But in something like this, an IRA, give me a break, individual retirement accounts, we got plenty of them. We've got plenty of them. In either event, that's the news from the My IRA. It was stupid when it came out, and now it's stupid as it goes out. Second quarter GDP speeds up to 2.6%. This in the news, consumer spending, the main engine of the economy, led the way with a 2.8% increase. This according to the Commerce data. Business investment in equipment rose 8.2%, while outlays on structures advanced 4.9%. So here we go. We're off to the races, or are we? We still can't conjure up inflation. The Fed's been trying and trying and trying and trying. We've got to just get used to the fact that we're not going to be in an inflationary economy, at least not in the near term, meaning the next 5-10 years, in my humble opinion. This whole idea that I bought, by the way, once upon a time many years ago, that the only way you pay the debt off is you must inflate it away with future dollars and cheaper dollars and all that stuff. Well, you know, this is the future from when I used to talk about that 10 years ago. Ain't happening. It is not happening. But, I mean, you know, you at least have to give some props. You got 2.6% growth. We need 3.6% growth to pay for all this stuff. Whether or not Trump can even get to 3% is suspect. Without a bold tax plan, I think it's not realistic. But then you've got Congress again. And you've got the obstructionists on the Democratic side and Republicans that don't see eye to eye. You have conservatives on one end, moderates on the other, and they can't come up with a plan for health care. It'll be interesting to see if they get it on tax reform. But we need it badly. Nonetheless, you got to give some props to the administration because things are looking better in the GDP department, and that's what really drives everything. Gross domestic product and individuals like you and me spending money to drive the economy. There you have it. Back, we're going to check in, see if Lynn Rowe is in the house, and talk to you more right after this.
We caught up with American Veterinary Medical Association President Dr. Michael Topper at its annual convention.
We see that pets are becoming obese. Unfortunately, some of us people are becoming a little more obese, so we need to marry the two programs and encourage people to get out and walk. But please take your dog for a walk, so it'll help both of you. It's a little tougher for cats because we don't take them for a walk, but play with your cats. You know, get some activity.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
Now, the club for Biz Talk Radio listeners and your biz. The Biz TV Club is where you can watch some of your favorite Biz Talk Radio hosts and others. On the go, on demand, on Android, desktop, Roku, and more. Never miss an episode of your favorite Biz TV shows. And have the 24/7 Biz Talk Radio stream at your fingertips. Watch anytime, anywhere for just $5.95 a month with a free trial by using promo code RADIO. Go to BizRadioClub.com.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
What is term life insurance? It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. But you've got to have it to protect your family. And you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Remember, we specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more. And we have great rates for smokers, too. So call today. 800-957-6068. 800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068.
Attention Xarelto and Pradaxa users. If you or a loved one has taken Xarelto or Pradaxa and suffered an injury or even died, you could be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Xarelto and Pradaxa are prescribed blood thinners used to prevent blood clots and protect people from strokes. If you have taken Xarelto or Pradaxa and been hospitalized for internal bleeding, call now. 800-305-2036. Serious bleeding has led to numerous cases of hospitalization and death. If you or a loved one was hospitalized for serious internal bleeding or a stroke after taking Xarelto or Pradaxa, you could be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Don't be a silent victim. Time is limited to file your claim. Call now for free information and a free consultation. Call 800-305-2036. That's 800-305-2036. Again, 800-305-2036. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Biz Talk Radio.
I think she's actually pretty light, not so heavy. One of my great and favorite Beatles songs, by the way. That's pretty good. Lynn Rowe joining me on the program as a co-host for the almost the balance of the show. Lynn, thank you so much for hanging on with us.
Thank you for defending me on my weight.
She's not heavy. She's tiny, tiny dancer. I don't know how they came up with that, but I think you're going to slap Curtis when, on the way out,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Economics, Malden Economics, says there's some troublesome facts out there that are leading him to believe that we are moments away, if not the next year or two anyway, from a recession. And I don't get wiggy about this because, as I said earlier, I really think that everybody needs a plan B. In other words, you've got to ask yourself, if we go into a recession, I'm going to A, panic and sell everything, B, go cry to my mommy, or D, say, who gives a heck, darn, whatever. Because I've anticipated this in my planning. Now, granted, if the recession hits while you're in retirement, it's a little more critical that you have these plans in place. If it hits when you're 30 years old, it's not nearly as critical. But let me just go through some of the facts here, Lynn, and you can comment accordingly. The S&P 500's cyclically adjusted price-to-earnings ratio, the CAP, as we've discussed several times, valuation, has only been higher on one occasion, the late 1990s. It is currently on par with levels preceding the Great Depression, the cyclically adjusted price to earnings ratio. So a lot of people are saying, well, when that blows up, my portfolio is going to blow up. Well, if it does, then it does. Plan B. Also keep in mind, though, there's the E with the CAPE, and if somehow the E keeps increasing, then the CAPE will decrease, and it won't be as overvalued. And finally, the guy that invented the CAPE, Robert Shiller himself, says, yeah, well, you know, we can have an inflated number on the CAPE for many years. So it's not a great predictor. Anyway, that's my take. The domestic corporate profits have grown at an annualized rate of just 0.097 over the last 5 years. Prior to this period, since 2000, the five-year annualized growth, profit growth was 7.95%. Ooh, boy. That's kind of a biggie. But all of this, these incentives that Mr. Trump is talking about with manufacturing, keeping jobs here, and GDP growth and all that, hopefully will change that. And it's why I wouldn't make a decision based on any one or all of these. But we got to talk about them because people out there are going to be reading this sort of stuff and pushing the panic button, and you know what happens. Over the last 10 years, S&P 500 corporations have returned more money to shareholders via share buybacks and dividends than they have earned, in an attempt, I guess, to prop up their share price and keep people happy. I get that. All $8.6 trillion in corporate debt levels are 30% higher than at their prior peak in September of 2008. Not surprising. Give me 0% interest, you know, since 2008, and I'll show you corporations that go, I can borrow money at zero, and I can return money to my shareholders, and I can buy back stock, and I can go gobble up other companies with a almost 0% interest rate. I don't know. The CEO would probably be terminated for being an idiot if he didn't utilize the tools that we have given him. We have to grow the economy. We want higher than 0% interest rates? Grow the freaking economy. And that's what this president, I believe, is trying to do. But, oh, that's right, Russia's in the middle of all this. At 45.3%, the ratio of corporate debt to GDP is at historical highs, having recently surpassed levels preceding the last two recessions. So anyway, he goes on and on, Lynn, about all of these reasons why you probably ought to be worried, but then he says, don't panic. Just subscribe to my newsletter, you know. And of course, they'll tell you exactly when to get in and exactly when to get out. You know that timing doesn't work. When you worked with clients, you always had, because I know you, a plan B trick up your sleeves. What kind of plan B stuff did you talk to them about?
Well, Ray, a wise person once said to me, plan for the worst and hope for the best. And so that's exactly what we did with clients. As you well know, as you taught every broker that worked in the firm, we are to set up a plan that keeps this kind of volatility in the portfolio at a 20-year distance from your income needs. What does that mean? That means that you need to have assets that were absolutely guaranteed or as close as possible to guaranteed to generate the income that you need for about 20 years and keep all of that out at arm's length. And, you know, there are people out there who say, well, I probably won't live 20 years. Trust me. Trust me. The fastest the fastest growing segment of the population is over 90, so don't go there. Don't even go there.
Well, when Lynn is lecturing you on national television and national radio, you better listen. She is a CFP.
Yes.
I want my LTC.net. If you want to get lectured by Lynn, call her at 877-270-3127. Her bark is much worse than the bite, I will tell you, because I've known her for a long time. Listen, Dr. Fowle wrote about this a while back, the seven risks of retirement planning. Let me just run these by you. Reduced earnings capacity, that kind of speaks for itself. Visible spending constraint, obviously the dichotomy between being an accumulator and a decumulator. Mm-hmm. Taking money out is a big difference. Heightened investment risk. They're talking about the sequence, if you get the sequence wrong. Mm-hmm. Unknown longevity. You speak to that all the time. Spending shocks. You also speak to that all the time. Mm-hmm. Compounding inflation, which I just mentioned, I get a little less worried about. And declining cognitive abilities, which, I think we're both past 50. And I was told that once you pass the age of 50, your cognitive abilities decline, and it doesn't get better until you're a dead person.
Well, Ray, I mean, we can go on ad infinitum on that one, because frankly, the whole idea of losing memory is tied to disease, not just age. Age is a very small component.
Does sugar have anything to do with it? Because my wife said it's all that sugar you guys have.
Well, sugar is, it's a drug, Ray.
I know. That's why there's no sugar in my coffee.
Yeah, I know.
I gave it up. I want you to know.
Yes.
That starting 2 days ago, I gave up sugar and carbs.
Oh, no wonder.
That's why I'm in such a bad mood.
Explains everything.
Because my wife kept bugging me about it. She said, it's that sugar, and you're going to lose your memory, just like your father. And my dad's 92. Cut him some slack.
Yeah.
If I can make it to 92, whether I forget about whatever my problems are, that might be a good thing.
You know, I'm telling you.
And in either event, you do talk about these spending shocks. And part of that is making sure you have an emergency fund. But I also know that if all you do, folks, is pay your house off, there's a way that you can use that house to take care of long-term care issues and all that. And we're going to discuss that when we come back with my guest for today, Lynn Rowe, Certified Financial Planner, 877-270-3127. We'll be back.
You can be told to run, or you can choose to run. Both get you moving, yet one just goes through the motion. The other has purpose, meaning, freedom. What about your health care? Are you being told, going through the motion? Or are you choosing something better? Liberty HealthShare has a purpose. It unites people to share in the burden of health care. A true community that cares for you in your time of need. Free from interference and constraints that gives you back the power of freedom. It's time to exercise your purpose. Time to exercise your meaning. It's time to exercise your freedom. Liberty HealthShare.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. Call 800-223-0092, 800-223-0092, 800-223-0092. That's 800-223-0092.
If you're suffering from hearing loss, stay tuned for a special offer from the makers of Listen Clear, a revolutionary hearing aid breakthrough designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. Right now, you can try Listen Clear hearing aids absolutely free for 45 days. You can also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear hearing aids are so lightweight and comfortable, you can wear them all day long. They're practically invisible too, so others won't even notice you're wearing them. And the best part is, you'll be able to hear almost everything, everywhere. So do something about your hearing loss. Call Listen Clear now to get started with your 45-day risk-free hearing aid trial. This special offer won't be available for long, so call Listen Clear now.
800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. We're here 24 hours a day to help. That's 800-716-4650. Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
Attention hernia mesh implant surgery patients. A popular hernia surgery product has been linked to a high rate of complications and injuries. If you or a loved one had a surgery where a hernia mesh was implanted and have experienced any of the following: pain, infection, adhesions, mesh migration or product rejection, needed replacement or revision surgery, or other adverse reactions, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Hernia mesh patch implants are used for repairing most common types of abdominal hernia, which occurs when muscles or connective tissue in your abdomen are damaged or weakened. If you have had a hernia mesh implant and suffered an injury, time is limited to file a claim. Act now. Call for more information about the recall and a free consultation. Don't be a silent victim. Call 800-748-8410. 800-748-8410. 800-748-8410.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Biz Talk Radio.
That was Lynn Rowe singing Tiptoe Through the Tulips. Welcome back, folks. It is the Rate Program, helping you to make better money moves. I was reading this study from the Land of Grumps.
Yes.
That would be London, England, I think, is where it actually is. Yes, in London, which is a city that's, by the way, known for grumps, according to Dan Kadlec. And complainers. I don't know. When I was in London, I found it to be actually a delightful place, except for the weather. In either event, they did a study a year or two ago that basically said that lifetime income streams are the key to retirement happiness. And you discuss this all the time with me on this program and certainly with your clients. It doesn't seem to me to be rocket science. It just seems to be pretty logical. You enter retirement and you've got this nice portfolio, but every day you're watching it because you're stressed out.
Exactly.
Because you read John Malden or one of these other people that say you're right in the midst of a recession.
I heard this thing the other day, Ray, and forgive me, folks, but I just could not bear it. I heard someone say I'd rather die and go to hell than sell annuities. And I thought to myself, I wouldn't do business with you just for saying that, first of all. Secondly, annuities are the only thing that guarantee those lifetime incomes. That's where pensions come from. Hello?
Yeah, exactly right. So here's what the study looked at, or the results, anyway, of this study. They claim that offered universal lessons, the main one being the importance of guaranteed income in retirement. Owning a house came in like a close second, and we talked about that before the break, because the house today gives you some added flexibility.
Sure does.
In being able to take care of health care issues, mm-hmm. because you know the big bugaboo is health care in retirement.
Sure.
Everybody writes about that. And if you have a paid-for home, or even if it's not paid for, and you can eliminate the mortgage, it frees up cash flow. So can you talk about that?
I went through this with a lady a couple years ago who was just, you know, she'd lost her husband, and she said, since his pension's gone, I just don't know what I'm going to do. And there's things that, you know, the house is starting to need this and that and the other thing. That's what we talked about. I said, you know, reverse mortgages aren't the big, bad, ugly thing that they used to be in people's minds. And we walked through it. She talked to somebody who handled reverse mortgages, came away from it feeling a whole lot better. She implemented it. She got the roof done. She got the fence done. And we got her some long-term care.
Studies in the U.S., it goes on in this particular article, studies in the U.S. have shown that retirees with a guaranteed income stream are more confident about their financial future. So not only do you live longer, because that's been pretty much proven out, because you have much less stress. Yeah. You're happier, which, mm-hmm. what is retirement supposed to be all about?
Yeah, it's peace of mind and happiness.
Yeah, having some time on your hands to go enjoy life, because there will come a time, more than likely, before you croak, unless you're really blessed, that the Lord takes you in the middle of the night.
Yeah.
But unfortunately, most of us have to suffer through something, whether it's dementia, and I'm experiencing that every day. My brother, my younger brother, he broke down the other day. It was so sad because it was the first time he actually went to the facility, and he took my dad out, and we all went out, and we had a cup of coffee or whatever, and then he just, when he left, he broke down.
Yeah.
And it's very, very, very sad. Thank God we have the money,
yes.
in the family to be able to pay for this care.
Yeah. See, your family is so unique, Ray, in that everybody's chipping in and doing whatever they can. But, you know, families, number one, they can't. They've got their own issues. They've got their own kids.
My family has no issues.
Well,
none whatsoever. It's the perfect family.
As I was saying, you know, they have health issues themselves.
It's a Stepford family.
We're not going there. So they have, you know, kids have health issues. They're the grandkids have health issues, they have college costs, they have, you know, planning for their own retirement. I mean, all these things are on their plate already. Meanwhile, mom or dad needs help, and maybe mom and dad need help, and now it becomes a financial burden that no financial planner ever discussed with them. Golly.
Yeah, and you know, and I'll be honest with you, I didn't for many, many, many years. And uh-huh. and part of it was because of lack of knowledge. It's a sophisticated field. You know, there are people within my company, such as you and others, that were far more skilled at that. And when the more I talked about it, the more scared I got. But you are correct in that most families don't do this. And I will just tell you, if you're a mom or a dad, one of the best things you can do is provide for yourself so that your kids don't have to worry about it. Because when the kids have to worry about it, you can create World War III within the family. And, you know, Lynn's making it sound like everything's been roses. But, you know, we've had our fair share of knockdown dragouts because everybody's got different opinions. Like, for example, we don't want to put dad in yet. He's not ready to go in there yet. Yeah. And then others are saying, well, yeah, but you're not getting the calls at 11:30 at night.
You need to be ready to go in there. No one wakes up one day and says, well, it's time for me to go to a long-term care facility. It doesn't happen, Ray. And that's the sad truth. I mean, people fight it, and we understand that there are home care plans that can help pick up the slack for quite a while that can give relief to the family. But at the same time, there does come a point where perhaps you will need that care, or mom or dad will need that care. It's not just about the money either. The money is a big issue. It's a big issue. But having the ability to turn on the switch and have somebody help facilitate those things that does this for a living, like the care coordinators that an insurance company hire for you, help you set that up, help you find the place to put mom or dad that you're comfortable with, and then help facilitate payment. I mean, there's a lot of things besides the money.
Yeah, you know, I was looking at my plan, my long-term care plan, which is now up to about, I think, $275 or something like that bucks per day, mm-hmm. which is darn near enough to take care of me if something happened. Yeah. $275 for every day. I don't know what that amounts to, but $7,000-$8,000 bucks
almost
a month.
Yeah.
and it started out at $180.
Yeah.
And because I was able to get the inflation rider, now they've changed that quite a bit. And now you've got to go to all kinds of alternative funding. So I'm so glad you guys talked me into doing this like 8-9 years ago.
Insurance companies are now looking at the price tag of those 5% riders, and they're saying 3's not so bad.
Yeah, yeah. I have a 5%. I should hang on to that, huh?
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
For as long as you possibly
can. But you can still get an inflation rider, right?
Of course you can. And there are ways to, you know, some is better than none. I'm going to give the sermon again. Some is better than none. Some is better than none. Period.
Yeah, so with an inflation rider on there, what about deductible amounts? Can you modify the deductible to lower the cost and stuff like that, or is that just a waste of time?
Now you're talking about that elimination
The elimination period.
Yeah, and it works the same as a deductible. It's well said. Yes, you can, but you know there is a point where you lose more than you gain by doing that. There are other ways to do it. And, you know, I'm working with a gentleman right now who's been turned down by a whole bunch of companies. We pre-qualified him with a whole bunch of companies. They said no. He was turned down literally when he applied with another company. So now what we're doing is we're packaging plans. We're getting 3 or 4 different plans together that say, we'll take this risk. And some say, we'll take this risk, and so on. And we're putting together a package where he's actually got benefits. We're staying in the same budget. I mean, you know, don't give up the ship.
Lynn Rowe, I want my LTC.net. She's got white papers and all kinds of stuff she can send you on this. But really, what you want to do is just have a chit-chat with her because she's so knowledgeable. I didn't know you could do that. Package up different plans and the companies don't mind
all
that?
All the time.
Really? Interesting. 877-270-3127. What's the primary objection that you get?
I want to think about it. I want to talk it over. I'll take my chances. I mean, there's.
So I was asking you for one. You just gave me 3.
Well, I mean, you know, it's the old ostrich pose. Stick a head in the sand and hope that it doesn't happen to me.
So what are you doing to motivate people to at least talk about this? I really think it's such an important component of a financial plan. And folks, you don't have to believe me. Just go online and look up every finance professor in the world and ask them what the number one risk is out there that you have to manage. And they're going to say it's healthcare, all right?
Yeah.
And go to respected sources like Fidelity and Vanguard and all these other big mutual fund companies that have retirement plan divisions, and you will see healthcare, post-retirement healthcare, long-term care at the way top of the list. So give me some motivational words.
Know, the best I can do is to tell people. I don't tell stories. I just talked to a gentleman 2 weeks ago. He and his wife put me off. Now she's got six steel rods in her back, and he's going to be the caregiver for the next year. Well, he works full-time. How's that going to work?
Well, probably not so well. Lynn Rowe, she's brilliant at this. This is what she does. This is all she does. Helping you with your LTC, disability coverage, term life, all of that good stuff. 877-270-3127. I want my LTC.net. Don't put it off. Get a hold of Lynn. And we shall return. Tiptoe on your way out of here through the tulips. And thanks for bringing the limes for the boys.
Oh, you're welcome.
All right, yeah. We'll be back with a business spotlight coming up right after this. Don't go away.
How'd you like to get the best investment ideas in the world delivered to your email inbox every single month for free? Now you can with the all-new American Consequences magazine. I'm talking about a full catalog of actionable market research put together by the largest financial research firm of its kind in the world, delivered to you by email every single month at zero cost to you. If you still make investment choices based on what's being said in the mainstream financial media, if you're still buying stocks based on what's hot in the markets, stop. You're relying on pundits who often have an agenda to push, something to sell, or simply get paid to guess. With American Consequences magazine, you'll receive actionable investment education from a team of former Wall Street analysts who don't get paid a penny to write about any of the companies they recommend. Instead, they get paid to help you learn how to make more money, period. And they spend millions of dollars every year on their research, too. To sign up for your free subscription today, go to acfreemag3.com. That's acfreemag3.com. All one word. Remember, it's free.
So, what would you do with an extra $500 a month in your budget? $500. This isn't hypothetical, by the way. This is something you may need to think about very soon if you decide to become a member of MediShare. MediShare is a way to pay for your health care, and typically it costs $500 less per month for a family versus other health care plans. So seriously, think about this. You could pay off loans, pay down a mortgage, save the money for retirement, donate to charity. That would be a big deal, but you know what? Here's the best thing. MediShare works. It has 250,000 members, and it's growing fast. With MediShare, not only do you save, you don't have to pay for things you don't believe in either, and that is a beautiful thing too. So here's how you can find out more, and you might actually wind up saving even more than $500 a month. So check into it. Here's the number. Call 855-90-BIBLE. That's 855-90-BIBLE, now available in Montana. Call 855-90-BIBLE.
With free next day delivery from Staples, you can run your business like a pro. You can guarantee the marketing department that they'll get their supplies tomorrow and guarantee the accounting department that they'll be delivered free. With free next day delivery, you'll have the ability to move deadlines up and adjust budgets down. Go to staples.com and get the office essentials you need delivered next day for free. Staples, it's pro time. Orders over $49.99, placed by 5 p.m. Excludes weekends and holidays. Eligible items only.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370, 800-605-5370, call 800-605-5370.
After a rough day on the range, a fella can get a bit saddle sore. That's why I use Blue Emu Original Super Strength Cream. It works fast and penetrates deep to soothe my tired muscles and joints.
And he don't stink.
And I'll tell you one thing. I had no idea this stuff was so darn handy.
Blue Emu Original Super Strength Cream. Available at all major retailers. It works fast for long-lasting soothing of tired muscles and joints.
And you won't stink.
Biz Talk Radio.
Welcome back to the Ray Lucia Show. It is now time for our business spotlight as we bring back on the program Neil Sutton from PMC Loan. Neil, thank you for joining us again on the program. I know you're one of the preeminent mortgage brokers in the country, and it's very interesting to me when I look at what the Fed did last week and all that stuff. It doesn't seem to me that interest rates are going to be moving up all that dramatically anytime soon. What's your take and your company's take on the interest rate environment?
Ray, it looks very... things look very flat out there for the long-term rates. I don't see anything moving up significantly. There's very little variation right now around the 10-year note being around 2.3%. I think it'll take a big effort or a shock of some type, worldwide shock, to move them very much from this point on. We are stable.
Now, you're in Scottsdale. That's a pretty doggone expensive place for real estate. Is there a huge disparity in what a jumbo loan, and maybe you can explain what a jumbo loan is, what a jumbo would pay versus, say, a starter home interest rate? Okay, well, we're going to have a hard time. We're going to have to do this at a different time, fellas, because if we can't get a good connection, we're going to have to try a different way. Thank you very much. We'll try to get Neil back on at some point. You know, it is very, very interesting when you look at the different mortgage companies out there and you start looking at interest rates. And we do talk about this a lot with our other buddy, Steve Alledort, who'll probably be joining us in studio tomorrow. When we discuss this, it's fascinating that you don't see, I don't think, a huge difference. It used to be back in the day when you did a jumbo loan, you paid like a whole percentage point or more in interest. But based on what I've seen, that's why I'm interested in these jumbo loans, because I live in San Diego. Every loan is a jumbo loan. I don't want to have to spend a significant amount more for my mortgage. So we'll have to check back with Neil Sutton. If you happen to be in that area, you might want to go to pmcloan.com/Neil Sutton. pcmloan.com. All right, hit it, fellas. Let's get to some emails here, all right? All right, first one up is Helen, who was a holdover. really from a few days ago. So let's put that up on the screen so I can read it, fellas. There we go. Helen asks, I'm still confused about ETFs and why they are popular. Please explain. Helen, I'm a bit confused about it myself, to be honest with you. An exchange-traded fund is like a basket of stocks. And, you know, for doing some rifle shooting in a portfolio, I guess that's pretty cool. I mean, if you want to really focus on financials, for example, or you have a hunch that the biotech's going to take off, they're used primarily in trading that way. As far as long-term, I mean, they have better execution than mutual funds. Remember, mutual funds get priced at the end of the day. So whether you bought in the morning, you bought in the afternoon, everybody's getting the same price. You buy an ETF just like you buy a stock. It is indeed a stock. So for traders and guys that want to, you know, time their way in and maybe saturate certain percentages of their portfolio in areas that maybe they can't get enough in a certain mutual fund, or many times the ETF might be slightly less expensive than a mutual fund, then they are popular. But there's no doubt the money managers use them quite effectively. They're quite a tool. But I think for the average investor, unless you're watching the market every minute and doing trading, you'll be just as well off with a mutual fund. Or if you hire a separate account manager, that manager may in fact use ETFs because they will be doing some rifle shooting based on whatever their research is. So I suspect that's the rationale. Personally speaking, I haven't found them to be all that exciting from an individual's perspective. From a money manager perspective, I think they're very, very interesting. But for normal people like you and me, Helen, I doubt that they're any more exciting than buying just a straight mutual fund. Let's try Gloria next, fellas. G-L-O-R-I-A. I own an investment property that is debt-free. Can I transfer it into my IRA? No, you can't. That would be a prohibited transaction. And why? Why would you want to? If you have an investment property that's debt-free, it's probably spinning off income to you. If you transferred it into the IRA, first of all, you'd have to pay a 6% penalty for a contribution that's way too large, unless it's more than like a less than $6,500 of a rental property. So I don't get the question. I don't. Maybe what you meant is, can I sell this to my IRA? And the answer is still no, and still it would be foolish if you did it. You sell an investment property, presumably it's free from any mortgage and has a big gain. So you sell it to your IRA, assuming you could, which you can't. You got to pay a capital gains tax on it. And then when the IRA ultimately distributes it, either in the form of cash because the IRA sold it, you got to pay tax again. That just doesn't make sense. Keep in mind, when you own an investment property, all of that built-in gain upon death goes away. There's a step up in basis. So you don't want to do this. You don't want to own that kind of real estate, by and large, in your IRA. I can make a strong case for owning real estate in your IRA, but not the kind that you've paid off free and clear, and you certainly can't sell it to your IRA. It's very, very difficult. You'd have to get a private letter ruling, hire lawyers, and all that stuff. Probably not going to make sense. So I just don't understand why you would even think of that. Unfortunately, I'm running short of time. So Samuel, Tom, Jack, and others, I'll have to get to you on the other side. And again, we'll try to check in with Neil Sutton on another program. Folks, if you want to email me, go to raylucia.com, R-A-Y-L-U-C-I-A.com. I make a very, very noble attempt at answering every single one of your emails personally. So do it. RayLucia.com. Click on the Ask Ray button, and the rest will be history. I'll get to you straight away on the program and not on the program as well. Or if you just simply want to call, you can call 24/7. Leave us a message, 844-RAY-SHOW, 844-729-7464. 1-800-259-6969. A special thank you to Lynn Rowe, certified financial planner. She is an expert in health care, post-retirement health care planning. Her website again, iwantmyltc.net. Make it a great day. Bye-bye.
The best in money information, answering questions about your biggest financial challenges, talking about your money, your business, and your life. Ray Lucia is not a registered representative of or affiliated with any securities brokerage or investment advisory firm. The views and opinions expressed by Ray and his guests are not necessarily those of this station or its sponsors and should not be construed as legal, tax, or investment advice. You should always consult with the appropriate advisors before making any financial decisions. Ray is available to take your questions online at Ray Lucia.
BizTalk Radio.